It is Fast and Furious here early, Solly, here on Moving the Chains, as we are going to welcome in our next guest. He is the general manager of the Detroit Lions. Let's put it this way, playoff Detroit Lions. So a lot of Detroit Lions fans are excited about that.
That's
Let's
right.
say hello and welcome in Martin Mayhew. Martin, you're on with Jim Miller, Solomon Wilcox, Moving the Chains, SiriusXM, NFL Radio. Good to have you.
Glad to be here.
Well, Martin, you got our expectations at a very high level now in Detroit based on what you guys did in 2011. Making it to the playoffs. And I know that wasn't the overall goal, but first let's go back and talk about the strides your team made last year and what all went into it. Because I saw a team grow up before my very eyes. You guys had to handle the success. You had some moments of adversity, but the way you guys finished the season, going back to that game in Oakland, you're down by 14 points going into the fourth quarter. I saw a young team sort of come together and really grow up that day.
Yeah, you know, it probably really started in 2010, you know, mm-hmm. finishing up strong and having our quarterback injured, but still being able to win those last four games. We knew Matthew Stafford was a special player, and having him for the whole season really helped our whole team come together.
Talking about, and we were talking about Matthew Stafford. No quarterback finished as hot as he did, even in the playoff game against New Orleans, what, over 48 attempts, over 300 yards passing, three touchdowns in that game. Just talk to us about what you've seen from him over the last couple of years.
Well, he has really, really grown. You know, we knew he was a special player back in 2009. But his play on the field has been outstanding. And then this year, he really took a big step, I thought. Mm-hmm. Coming back and some of those comeback wins, you know, and just, you know, passing for 5,000 yards. Some people aren't impressed by that.
I am.
You know, I'm impressed by that. I mean, that's a big deal. Yeah. Anytime you do something only four other guys have done, only three other guys have done, and one is Breeze, one is Brady, the other is Dan Marino.
Dan Marino, that's right.
That's special. That's a special accomplishment. He's a really special player. And combined with Calvin, and our coaches do a great job scheme-wise getting those guys set up.
I think it's incredible, Martin, just from personal experience and playing the position myself, what he has accomplished. Because, nothing against Kevin Smith or Mo Morris. The backfield was banked up. There was no running game to speak of. And Matthew mm-hmm. somewhat had to take over games this year. Maybe can you touch on the running game? Because it sounds like there's good news concerning Javed Best that has come out recently in the news. And hopefully Mikel LeShore, your big-time draft pick a year ago, will be healthy and on the field for the Lions for their big-time running game.
Well, both those guys are really solid backs. You know, Javed gave us great production this year. Mikel got hurt early in camp, but he had a great camp going prior to his injury. So if we get both those guys back this year, give us some offensive balance that we didn't have last season. We put the ball in Matthew's hands, and Matthew made plays for us. Matthew won games for us, Matthew and Calvin. And it's a group effort. You know, the coaches do an outstanding job scheme-wise. And those guys just really made a bunch of plays for us in the passing game that made up for the fact that we didn't have Mikel and Javed.
Over the last two or three years, you guys have hit it out of the park on draft day. You come here to Indianapolis sort of mine for fresh, young talent. What kind of young players are you looking for? What kind of players do you look to add to a team that's continuing to grow and develop?
Yeah, well, you know, I grew up in the Joe Gibbs camp, you know,
and
being around him, and he always talked about wanting smart, tough guys. So we look for smart, tough guys. We want guys that like to work, you know, and we got a great situation on our team. Some of our highest paid players are some of our hardest workers, you know, Calvin Johnson, Kyle Van Den Bosch,
yep.
you know, Dominican Sue, Matthew Stafford. So we build it that way. Those guys have great leadership, you know, they give great leadership to young players, but we want young players that want to come in and work, and guys that play smart and guys that are tough guys.
Well, Martin, as you well know, in this modern day of football, it's tough to retain all those smart, tough guys.
Especially when you win.
They're so smart and tough. Other teams want them, and they may potentially pay them more money. So certainly I'm talking about Cliff Avril,
right.
The talented defensive end. Calvin Johnson, smart, tough guy, unbelievable Megatron playmaker. He's a big-time cap value. I mean, how difficult is it to retain all these smart, tough guys you're talking about?
Well, it is a real challenge, you know. But that's a good problem to have. We've talked about that. In the past, we're trying to find players that can play, you know. We've got a bunch of guys that can play, a bunch of young guys that can play football. So we're excited about the challenge, you know, in front of us. Cliff, we want to get a long-term deal done with him. We've still got a chance to get that done, and we're working on that right now. Calvin's got a year left on his deal. It'd be great to get something done with him as well. So both of those guys we plan on having around.
Joined by the Detroit Lions general manager, Martin Mayhew, joining us on Moving the Chains, SiriusXM, NFL Radio. No team has been more aggressive, in my opinion, than the Detroit Lions. Maybe Seattle. Seattle's made a boatload of moves, but you guys have made a ton of trades. You have infused talent, the draft, all the things, but you've made a lot of moves. Here it's an interesting offseason, over 600 free agents. A lot of people, quote-unquote, think it could be a buyer's market. How active could the Detroit Lions be in what is almost an anomaly type of offseason?
Well, you know what? For us, we try to improve our team in every phase, whether it's free agency, the draft, trades, waiver claims. For us this year, we don't anticipate being in the top part of the free agency market. But we do plan on being active and trying to find value there. You know, we want to get our own guys back. Our left tackle is a free agent. Starting corner is a free agent. Our Mike linebacker, the quarterback of our defense, is a free agent. Obviously, Cliff Averill can be free also. So our goal is to get those guys back and then take a look around and see if we can find some value out there in the market.
How do you look to improve your pass defense? Everyone knows you guys got four guys, a good rotation on that defensive line who can go after the quarterback, but the ability to improve on the back end and what is a passing league, how important is that for you?
It's really important. We might try to add some talent to that group, but one of the biggest things we can do is stay healthy. You know, we had our eight-man rotation going in our defensive line. We were pretty good playing the pass. But then Lawrence Jackson went down, Willie Young went down. Guys started playing more plays. Sue got suspended. You know, then later on in the year, Delmas got hurt.
Yep.
You know, so all those things were a factor in our failure to play the pass well the last couple of games. And getting those guys back healthy is really going to help us. Yep.
Martin, we were talking off the air. I'm from Motown. I've heard "Restore the Roar" forever. I mean, I go back to Freddie Scott, Billy Sims days when I was growing up watching these guys play. And maybe just talk about it from a fan standpoint, because I felt the buzz, man, because I'm in the Detroit area, and just how well the Lions fans have reacted to how you guys have performed on the field.
Yeah, well, first of all, we've got great fans. Even the 0-16 season, our fans were behind us 100%, and it was great. I mean, even out in the community talking to people, people never gave up. They always had hope, and Lions fans always have hope, as you know. But it's just been fantastic, you know, the reaction from our fans, the way our stadium has changed during game day, how loud it is. You got teams jumping off sides, you know. So our fans have been a really big part of the season that we had last year.
How is Ndamukong Suh? Because, you know, I've spent some time with him this offseason, and I was the moderator of a panel of a lot of young athletes. He was on the panel and speaking to kids. He's just a wonderful person to be around.
Right.
I know him differently than maybe some of the things that people have seen, and they interpret it one way. I've been a staunch defender of Ndamukong Suh because I know him as a young man. Just talk to us about internally how you guys have sought to help him improve, what other people are seeing so that they don't get the wrong perception.
Yeah, well, first of all, I mean, Ndamukong is a very conscientious guy.
Yes, he is.
He's very humble. He's smart. You know, he's a really good young man, as you say. I learned a long time ago. I played college ball with a guy named Deion Sanders, people are familiar with.
Yeah.
And his public image was not who he was as a teammate, you know.
You can say that
and
again.
And you can look at all the teams he played on, whether it was the Braves or the Yankees or the Falcons or
49ers.
He was a great teammate everywhere that he was. Yep. And Ndamukong is also a great teammate. And he, you know, he's got some growing up to do. He's maturing. We saw some of that this year. He came through a bad situation in a very positive way. So we're excited about what the future holds for him. I wouldn't trade him for any young defensive lineman.
I'll take him.
I wouldn't trade any of the Detroit defensive linemen. Yeah. I mean, Corey Williams, Nick Fairley, Sammy Hill. Yeah. I mean, they're all pretty darn good at the end of the day. So, well, Martin, we thank you for taking a couple of minutes to talk about the Detroit Lions. Good luck to you here, and we hope to have you on here in the near future.
Great. Thank you.
That's Martin Mayhew, general manager of the Detroit Lions.